104.1 Today FM Breakfast, Ed and Grant, Ash London here with us. Detectives yesterday finished a second day of digging at a property in Sydney's Northern Beaches as part of the revive search for the possible remains of Lyn Dawson. Now, this is this cold case, really, that's been reignited by the Teacher's Pet podcast.
Everyone's been talking about this.
Yeah.
It's so divided. And sometimes you forget that this is a real woman with real family
That's
members
so
who have been dragged through this for so long. And Lyn's younger brother and former police officer, Greg Sims, is on the phone right now. Good morning, Greg. Thank you so much for coming on the show today to have a chat.
Good morning, guys.
So, Greg, as a former police officer, have you been frustrated by basically the lack of activity for 20-something years until a podcast reignited it?
Well, we're actually, we believe that once Lyn was reported missing, that the normal things would happen in relation to a missing person. And we actually believe that, believe Chris Dawson when he said that Lyn was missing. And we were just thought that the police would actually go through the normal procedures, but obviously we were mistaken.
So what you're saying is that at the time when Chris Dawson, her husband, said, oh, no, she's left or she's gone to a religious something or whatever it was that he said, that they just took his word for it?
Yeah, yeah. And we actually caught in his web of, I can't think of the right word, but we were mesmerised by him. He had us where he wanted us. Mm. We believed what he said. He was accepted into our family.
Yes.
And what he said to us, we believe was the truth, because that's the way we were brought up.
You said originally this is someone you'd welcomed into your family, and as normal human beings, you never assumed this sort of thing would actually happen in your life. So, of course, at first, you're going to believe him. If he says she's just disappeared, you believe him. At what point, how long did it take for you to actually have that thought and that realisation, maybe we don't believe him, maybe something else has happened here, maybe something more sinister?
Well, there's always in the back of your mind, you know, she hadn't contacted us.
Yeah.
She was always contacting Mum through him. And she was the sort of person that always contacted everyone for the birthdays, even by card or letter in those days, because communications wasn't all that crash hot in the 80s or early 80s.
Yeah.
And it was just, we just believed him and everything he told us, so. Yeah.
Now, Greg, we're talking to Lyn Dawson's brother, also a former police officer, Greg Sims. Greg, what type of effect has this had on your family throughout the years?
Well, initially, we were wondering where our sister was. Once we really started listening or looking around, you know, I'd be sitting at home TV watching a football match, and the camera would pan around the crowd, and you'd think, and there was an ad.
Yeah.
And you'd look at the ad and you'd think, oh, that looked like Lyn.
Mm.
And you'd wait for that ad to come around again. And then you'd really scrutinise it and you'd say, oh, bugger, it wasn't. But, it's been hard over the years. As you know, I initially doubted in the back of my mind, but that was really confirmed that I wasn't going to see my sister again when we met up with Joanne Curtis at Woy Woy after she left Chris Dawson when she feared for her own safety.
Yeah.
We can't imagine what that period must be like for you, and you've had to live through it for so long now. But they're having a second look around the house at the moment. So what are you hoping for now?
Well, what we're really hoping for is they find our sister. If they don't, we've been assured by the police on the broadcast the other morning by Detective Superintendent Scott Cook, that they will press on regardless. If we find Lyn, we can put her to rest, and then we can look at all the next things that go on when they find someone.
Well, Greg Sims, Lyn Dawson's brother, hey, thank you so much for speaking to us today. We'll see what the police uncover. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Okay, thanks very much.